You are listening to Up to Me Radio, the best in inspirational talk radio. It's up to me.
Hey everyone, this is Beth, health and wellness expert, back for a new show along with host Dr. Scott Clitheroe, and I'm so glad that you have all decided to join us. Today we're going to talk to Linda Eugen from Change Your Energy. It's all about fitness and nutrition, natural ways to stay healthy, belly button healing, your health and wellness, what having good health means and why it's so important. So Scott, about 2 months ago, I was given a book called I Decided to Live to be 120. Okay. And it was written by Ili Chi Lee. I'm probably butchered that name. But Mr. Lee is a mind-body expert, a New York Times best-selling author, creator of changeyourenergy.com. And this book was so insightful and meaningful. I loved it. So I did my research. I found Linda. And I thought to myself, I have to have her on the show. And voila, she agreed. So I can't wait for a conversation with her.
I can't wait either. Her YouTube videos are entertaining and informative, and I just love her smile. She's got a great shining personality.
Right, right. Now, I know you're really into mindfulness and teaching your patients, you know, to see the good and to really have a positive attitude, and that's what this is all about.
I am. I don't know a lot about it. I just tell my patients how important it is and give them some references on the internet and whatnot. So I'm excited to hear her input on how I can better educate my patients and teach them how to be more mindful and how to listen to their body and kind of find out what's going on in their body by just paying more attention.
Yeah. Now that's a hard thing. If someone's stressed out or naturally has more anxiety than, let's say, you know, the next person, that's easier said than done, saying don't have stress in your life.
Yeah, I agree. I do think, though, that some people probably don't try hard enough to get stress out of their life. You know, there's things that you can do every day. You can turn the radio off in your car. You know, sometimes just have a little silence. You can spend 5 minutes instead of checking your updates on your social media just to put your phone down and go sit outside on the back porch and take some deep breaths. You know, I think we're all very busy in this world, but I do think there's certainly some things that you can do if you prioritize it.
Yeah. You know, I told you earlier, I saw my acupuncturist today and he told me, take a deep breath in through your nose and say calm, and then breathe out through your mouth and smile when you do it. So I thought that was really interesting. Just as a little, you know, way to, if when you do feel stress creeping in your life, you know, don't let it, and it's a process. It's not like you're going to do this. You have to practice. And I mean,
it is.
Yeah. So what do you do in your life when you feel like you're getting stressed out?
Exercise. I know that I need to have more reliable alternatives, and including meditation and mindfulness practices, which I practice and try to do, but I will admit that I don't do it as often and as well as I should. But for me, getting outside and exercising is a way for me to kind of disconnect and then reconnect with nature and my body. You know, I that's kind of why I don't like to work out inside if I can help it. I mean, sometimes obviously you have no choice.
Yeah. Now you're not a
bike or something like that, and to be inside.
You're not a gym rat.
Yeah. I mean, no, I'm not really. I kind of gave up weightlifting a long time ago. I feel like I can do the same things that I want to do at my age with swimming and push-ups and pull-ups, and those things are easy to do. Really no excuse, because you can do them anywhere. Not the swimming part, but the actual calisthenics, if you will. I think that's very helpful. And of course, you taught me many years ago now, when I first met you, about taking your shoes off and walking barefoot in the grass. And
yes.
I kind of giggled. I thought you were joking, but you weren't. And it's true. It's something I think it's kind of that reflexology, which I know Linda may talk about, but it's that idea of all the pressure points on your feet, that when you walk, I think you're reconnecting to nature. And I think those little blades of grass are, you know, probably stimulating some areas that you probably need to be stimulated, you know, from a mindfulness standpoint. So,
yes, unless you live in Texas, where there's a lot of cactus and a lot of sticker bushes, which I am requiring. Then that is, yeah, that kind of defeats the purpose. But absolutely, I love to walk barefoot in the grass.
On the other hand, the thing about Texas is that even in December, there are days like today, I'm looking out the window, that you could walk barefoot outside and not get too cold because it's a nice warm winter day here in Austin, Texas.
I know. It's like what, almost 60, 70?
I think it's almost 70 here. Yeah, it's beautiful. It's kind of foggy earlier, but now it's all nice and pretty.
Yeah. Well, I can't wait to talk to Linda. So before we get to her interview, we're going to commercial break. So stay tuned and we'll be right back.
I'm probably okay to have one more drink before I drive home. I'm probably okay. I open the window to stay alert.
Probably okay. I just popped some gum in my mouth.
Step out of the car, please.
I probably made a mistake.
Probably okay isn't okay when it comes to drinking and driving. If you see a warning sign, stop and call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzzed driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to the show. I have the pleasure to introduce our special guest, Linda Yungen. Linda is the creative director for Change Your Energy, and she is a wellness expert. And she's all around a high energy person, and I highly suggest you check out her videos because she will make you smile. She has amazing energy, and she's also quite funny. Linda, you're very funny. Really, Linda, welcome to our Healthier View podcast. I'm so glad you could be on our show today.
Thank you so much for having me on. It's a pleasure to be on the show.
Great. Well, before we jump into the benefits of the services that you can find on Change Your Energy, just, you know, kind of tell the audience a little bit about yourself and your background and how you got into this area.
Sure. So I actually, since I was a teenager, I suffered from a host of health problems. So I was diagnosed with something called polycystic ovarian syndrome, where I had cysts in my ovaries and I wasn't getting my period regularly. I had my period maybe once every 6 months or so, and I was not pregnant or anything. And that was causing a whole bunch of other different health problems. Like I had so much acne all over my face, and it was just severe, cystic, painful, like boil-like acne all over my face. And I started becoming intolerant to so many different foods. I couldn't eat dairy. I couldn't eat gluten. I couldn't eat soy. Then the list kept going on. It kept going on and on and on, and I wasn't getting any better, and I was young. You know, I don't think any 17-year-old should be facing that kind of problem. And so I tried so many different things. You know, I've been to so many different doctors. I spent a lot of money on different medications. I was put on birth control, antibiotics, so many different things. But nothing was really quite working. In fact, everything was actually making me feel worse because, you know, medicine tends to fix one problem but leaves you with more symptoms in a different area of your body. So I was just feeling really miserable. And that's when I realized that I needed something else. I needed to find another way to be able to heal myself because this wasn't the life that I wanted. And I could feel myself kind of succumbing to my health problems that I was having. And that was not what I imagined for myself at all. So that's when I started this journey of trying different things other than the medicines that I was taking. And it brought me to belly button healing. It brought me to Change Energy, where I currently work. And so here I am. The rest is history.
Love
great
it.
Story.
I love it. So we're just going to dive into this. In Lee's book, okay, which I briefly talked about in the intro, but his teachings in this book, and as the website says, it's all about mastering your energy, using your brain to manifest the life and wellness you want. I mean, the vision mm-hmm. to bring health and happiness to yourself, to others, and the world by changing your energy. But what is the philosophy? How did this come about? Or how did Change Your Energy come all about?
Yeah, so the real key message that we have is taking back your brain. And that's what he says all the time, take back your brain. And that's kind of his slogan because he's all about helping people use the power of their brain to create health, happiness, and peace. Because if you think about it, the brain is kind of like the command central that controls all different parts of your body. And it's kind of a strange thing to think about. What do you mean take back your brain? Like, I already use my brain, right? Mm-hmm. But it's kind of interesting because many people who are sick, especially someone like me, who I had PCOS, I had gluten intolerance, dairy intolerance, soy intolerance, acne, all of these things, it's basically me losing control of my health. You know, it's me, it was me like succumbing to, like I mentioned, succumbing to my health problems and kind of living, being dragged and controlled by my symptoms. Like my acne and all that stuff, I was tiptoeing and walking on eggshells, trying to avoid different foods that would trigger me. And I know many people who live like this currently in the modern era. There's so many people who say, oh, I can't eat this, I can't eat that, I can only eat these powders that I have to mix every day. You know, your life is not your own. Your body or your emotions or your thoughts control you. And that's an unfortunate thing that I think a lot of people are in this modern era. And so Il Chili, he's all about helping people recognize that first and foremost, that if you are unhealthy and if you feel like you're being dragged around by your symptoms, that you need to take a step back and realize that maybe I'm not in control of my brain. Maybe I've lost control of myself. And so the first place to start in becoming healthy, in becoming happy, and becoming peaceful is to regain control of your brain and live as the master of your brain. That you have the power to control your health, happiness, and peace if you become aligned and connected with yourself first. So that's where his philosophy came about. And that's what he's trying to help people do, to create their own health, happiness, and peace instead of waiting on outer circumstances to bring me health, happiness, and peace.
Yeah. Wow.
Interesting. You know, I guess part of, you know, controlling your brain is being mindful. And, you know, I talk about that a lot with my patients. And how do you go about teaching a patient, especially a customer or, you know, somebody who's come to you? I mean, how do you teach them these concepts, you know, at a level where they can understand it and get excited about it and really kind of buy into it? What are some of the things you think about when you go, okay, I'm going to counsel this person?
Yeah. So the first and foremost thing that I help people kind of see in themselves, because I think when you want to practice mindfulness and meditation and this kind of stuff, the first thing you have to do is see yourself clearly. And a lot of the times we only see what we want to see in ourselves, and we don't want to see the things that we don't like in ourselves, right? But the key to becoming mindful is to see yourself clearly and honestly where you are right now, without judgment, without bias, just see yourself clearly. And the best way to see how your body is connected or disconnected from your brain is through your breath. Are you breathing right? I guide people to sit for a second and focus on their breathing. Concentrate on the breath coming in through their nose and out through their mouth. And if it feels awkward or if it feels kind of difficult to breathe deeply into their belly, then that's a clear sign that your brain and your body are disconnected, because your breath is the bridge between your mind and your body.
Yeah.
And most people, especially in the modern day, they breathe from their chest. And we think that, yes, your lungs are there, so it's natural to breathe from your chest. But actually, if you look at a baby, how does a baby breathe? A baby breathes with its whole abdomen, its whole body. And that's the most natural way to breathe. Deep abdominal breathing is the most natural and healthy way to breathe. It brings oxygen and circulation to your organs as well. But as the breath moves up your body, it's a sign that you're less and less healthy. So for example, someone who is right about to die in their deathbed, they breathe from where? Their throat.
Throat, yeah.
The people who are right about to die, they breathe like from their throat, mm-hmm. right? From their neck. So the breath is actually the key to see how healthy you are. Are you breathing low and deep from your abdomen? If yes, you are healthy. And the higher up your body you are breathing from, the less circulation and the poorer your health condition is. So the breath is the first and foremost thing that you need to focus on to practice mindfulness.
You know, I was going to say, when you are talking, I'm sitting here trying to breathe in through my nose. Using my belly? Am I using my lungs? I was really trying to do that. And I think it's fascinating. And I just love this concept. And just before this interview, I was at my acupuncturist. And he told me, when you breathe in through your nose, think calm. When you breathe out, smile. That was his kind of tip of the day. And he's so wise. Yeah. I love acupuncture, acupressure. But can you tell our audience a little bit about chakras, which I'm really kind of getting into now, and meridians in the body?
Sure. Yes. So meridians and chakras are connected together. They work together, actually. Meridians, chakras, and acupressure points, they all work together. So your chakras, there's 7 chakras in the body, and all that is, chakra basically is a big center of energy. You know, we are, of course, we have our physical body, but in our practice, what Ilchi Li teaches is that every human being has 3 bodies. We have a physical body, we have our energy body, and we have our spiritual body. And those 3 bodies need to be working harmoniously together for us to be fully healthy. So for example, someone who's young, someone who's physically healthy, even if they're physically very fit and able, if their energy is low, then it affects their emotions and moves everything. So in terms of chakras, meridians, and acupressure points, they deal with, out of these 3 energies, they deal mostly with your energy body. Of course, they deal with physical energy and spiritual together, but it mostly deals with your energy. So chakras, there are 7 chakras from the tailbone, base of your spine. They run along your spine. Base of your tailbone is the first chakra. 2nd chakra is right 2 inches below your navel and 2 inches inside. Imagine that place. Your 3rd chakra is right in the middle where your diaphragm is. 4th chakra is in your heart, right in the middle of your chest. 5th is right in that dip where your throat is, you know, between your 2 collarbones, that dip. That's the 5th chakra. 6th chakra is in between your eyebrows, and 7th chakra is at the top of your head. So, you know, I could talk about chakras for a 5-hour lecture.
Well, but we need to get back on and talk about chakras for 1 episode then.
Right, yeah. Even just talking about chakras, I could talk for a whole hour. But chakras, basically, in short, they're energy centers, and they correspond to different emotions and different health conditions. So if you're overabundant of energy in one chakra or depleted in energy in a different chakra, it affects you differently in terms of your physical, emotional, and mental health. So I'll just give 1 example. Someone who has low energy in their 1st chakra, your 1st chakra is the root chakra, and it corresponds with this feeling and drive for life. So if someone is depleted in their energy in their 1st chakra, this is the kind of person who has suicidal tendencies. Someone who has no drive for life, this is the type of person who has difficulty getting up in the morning because they have no desire to live their life. So something like this. Every different chakra corresponds with different kind of emotion, physical, emotional, and spiritual things. So that's chakras in a nutshell. And meridians, think of meridians as energy pathways. So energy is kind of like blood in your body. Blood travels through your body and through your veins. And the energy in our body, yeah, blood. blood travels inside of your body through veins, right? Different channels that carry your blood is your veins. So energy in your body is similar in that it has channels that carry energy in your body, and those channels are called meridians. But the interesting thing about meridians is that if you cut open a body, you can see someone's blood vessel. But if you cut open a body, you cannot see someone's meridian because energy is invisible.
Yeah.
And so these meridians are passageways in which energy travels. And along these meridians, we have different acupressure points where, like you said, Beth, you get acupuncture. Acupuncturists, they know which points on the meridian correspond with different trigger points that activate different organs. So these acupressure points are kind of like your bus stops along your bus route.
Mm-hmm.
The bus stops is where people get on and off the bus. Similarly, acupressure points are points along the meridians, along the bus route, where energy comes in and out of that meridian. And that's why acupuncturists, they push down on different points, because if a bus stop has congestion, you need to let that congestion flow out. So by puncturing that point, it releases stagnancy, or it invites energy back into that point so that the meridians are flowing freely with energy.
You know,
that's acupuncture points. So yeah, that's just a very simple nutshell. Every single topic can have its own 1-hour episode.
Right.
It's just a little teaser for more to come, right?
Yes.
That's so interesting. I really am so impressed with the website y'all have created. And I wanted to ask you if you could tell our listeners a little bit more about the Brain Education TV project that y'all are rolling out. I thought that was very interesting. I was hoping you could share some more information about that.
Sure. So my main avenue of sharing with the people that are out there in our audience is through video. And particularly, I think YouTube is a very strong avenue to communicate with people these days. So Brain Education TV is a YouTube project that I am kind of directing with guidance from Ilchi Lee, who consults me for the content on that channel. But it's about helping people use the study and lifestyle of brain education. Brain education is Ilchi Lee's 5-step method that he created to help people create their own health, happiness, and peace without being a slave to their own brain. So it's basically putting brain education in a very tangible, fun, and applicable way that is useful to you. And it's content that I create on that channel to help you harness your own and become connected to your brain so that you can really create health, happiness, and peace on your own. Because if I just tell you it conceptually, yeah, you have this brain and you can create health, happiness, and peace on your own. You just have to take back your brain. It's like, okay, that's great, but how do I do it? So what?
Exactly. Right?
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
Right. So that's where Brain Education TV came in. That's where we kind of show through different exercises and different methods, different healing stories, different principles. I would say it's like an online guidebook and manual to brain education, which helps you apply these principles into your life to create health, happiness, and peace.
Well, congratulations on that endeavor. Yeah. I am going to be sure to enroll in that. But I mean, there are so many topics on the website, wellness, I mean, disease prevention, mindful living, stories of change. But I want to know from you, what's the one thing you would want to tell people, to tell our listeners about this website, or maybe perhaps a story of success? What's kind of the one thing you'd want our audience to know?
I think our stories of success are our most powerful, proof that this method works.
Uh-huh.
Because, you know, it's funny because everyone who works at Change Energy, including myself, are people who directly benefited from applying brain education principles, from studying Ilchi Lee's method. So as I said, I had all those health problems, and you can only imagine what kind of emotional, psychological, and spiritual hardship those physical problems cause.
Right.
So I now can say that my ovaries are clear, my hormones are clear, my face is clear, my period is back to normal, everything is back to normal in my life. And I didn't change anything. The only thing I did was just live this lifestyle, just practice these methods of being connected with myself. And everybody on our team, everyone in that company has similar stories like mine, whether they had some kind of physical issue, emotional issue, or they were so depressed that they wanted to commit suicide, things like this. But by practicing these methods that Ilchi Lee teaches, which is mostly brain education, we're able to take back our brain and take back our lives. So what I want to tell the audience is that I know this kind of alternative medicine and, you know, quote unquote pseudoscience, it's very doubtful. Even mm-hmm. I was in doubt. Mm-hmm. I thought, well, antibiotics and birth control, that seems pretty believable to me. It's medicine, it's science, it's facts. You know, like I was very left brain. But I want to encourage people that you are not just your parts, but you are a whole being. And so to deal with your physical issue or emotional issue, your wellness, it has to be looked on a whole, not just, oh, you have ovary problems, let's fix your ovary. Oh, you have acne, let's fix your face. You know, it's not, you don't work like that. So for people who have the gout of pseudoscience, of that kind of stuff, take the leap, because trust me, it works. Everyone breathes, as I mentioned, everyone breathes, everyone carries energy. This is, I would say, it's as fast as the medicine that we so wholeheartedly believe.
Yeah.
That's so true. I can tell you again, as a practicing physician, and you know, in a hospital, I certainly am immersed in Western medicine and have to be, and we're taking care of very sick people, but I really do try to get people to try to just step back and look at their whole life and what they're doing with their day and how they're eating and how they're living, to see how that plays a role in their overall sense of health and well-being. And I think, again, it's a big, big world out there, and there's a lot of different avenues. And certainly sometimes you definitely need Western medicine. We have some great things we can do when people are really sick. But when it comes to wellness, I really do feel like a lot of it is where y'all are, you know, exploring, is just in the way we live day to day, minute to minute, the way we breathe, you know, the way I love that term you said earlier, slave to your brain. I think that's so interesting that you be in touch with your brain, but don't be a slave to it. Sometimes you gotta, you know, figure out a way to be in touch and also not be too tight and wound up in things, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. And many people are living that way and they don't even realize it.
Yeah. You know, I was going to ask you more about, you know, intestinal health and the gut. You know, you had said during, when you were sharing your story about, you know, gluten-free and lactose-free, and so many of my patients and people I know are going that route. And I think it's important certainly to be mindful of what we put in our body. I guess one question was, did you get to the point where you could maybe have some dairy and gluten as you went through this process? And then kind of corollary to that is just kind of tell us more about your all's thoughts about how the intestines and the gut, you know, work in disease processes and wellness.
Sure. Yeah, I could share my story and then the principles that I learned through the journey that has helped me become healthy again. So now I can proudly say that I enjoy all the pizza in the world.
Wow. Okay. I wasn't expecting that.
I can eat pizza, no problem.
Good.
So, but when I was in that phase when I was really unhealthy, every time I would have, so maybe many people have different reactions that result in intolerance of different foods. And my way that I was sure that I was intolerant was every time I would have gluten or every time I would have dairy, I would break out horribly. I would cramp in my stomach and I was having diarrhea. So these were things that I were red flags for me. So I tried many different things, many different medicines, many different doctors, spent lots of money trying to fix this problem. And it was kind of sad because looking back on it, I kind of came to a point where nothing was helping. So I was beginning to accept this as my new norm. And what I mean by that is when you live in a state of abnormality for a long time, you start to accept the abnormal as normal.
Right.
And many, many people, like you said, Scott, they deal with gluten intolerance and lactose intolerance. So because so many people around me were facing similar things, I thought, oh, maybe this is a process of aging. Maybe this is, quote unquote, normal.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's not. You know, it's not normal for you to be intolerant to all these things. But at that moment, when I hit my rock bottom for physical health, I was introduced to belly button healing. And belly button healing if you have seen the tool to do belly button healing, it looks like a plastic T-shaped stick. Mm-hmm. And when I saw this thing, and my center manager at the Body and Brain Center where I was practicing Ochiri's principles, when she said, "Hey, try this, this will help your gut," I looked at her like she was crazy. I looked at her and I was like, okay, you're telling me that the top doctors who couldn't help me, you're saying that this plastic yellow T-shaped tool is the key to my health when I spent so much time and money on these top doctors and they couldn't do anything about it? And she said, yeah, just try it. So belly button healing, using this tool, what you do is you massage your intestines in very gentle rhythmic motions. So it's basically giving your intestines a massage. And at the time, it made no sense to me. But now looking back, it makes total sense. So your intestines, and correct me if I'm wrong, your intestines are, at the end of the day, no matter how much you complicate it, your intestines are just muscle. And like every other part of your
smooth,
muscle.
Smooth
every
muscle.
It's just muscle. Yeah. Muscle that works every single meal, every single thing you eat, it moves and works for you to digest that food. And like every single other muscle in your body, your muscles, they get tight and cramped and they don't work properly if they're overworked or stressed or if you're not taking care of them. So like it's very intuitive that people get shoulder massages, back massages, leg massages all the time, but no one thinks that your intestines are also muscles. Mm. So if you don't massage these muscles, can you imagine how miserable you would be if you've never gotten a neck or shoulder massage in your life? You'd be so tight. Yeah, I'd be walking around. I'd be walking around with my shoulders up to my ears.
Mm-hmm.
And your gut is doing that. Your gut is working so hard to digest all the food that you eat. And it's normal that it gets tight, especially because your gut is so closely connected to your brain. They say now in science that your gut is like your second brain. And actually your gut contains its own nervous system and your gut contains its own neurons. And it has neurons and it perceives, it has about 100 million neurons in your gut. And 100 million neurons, to give perspective to the audience, 100 million neurons in the gut equates to the same amount of neurons as a small dog in a small dog's brain. So your gut is perceiving the world at the level of your puppy. Dogs have feelings, dogs have emotions, and your gut has the same amount of neurons as your small dog. And that is why people have these things called gut feelings.
Okay.
Your brain tells you, your brain tells you something makes sense, but your gut is saying, no, I shouldn't do that. We've all had this feeling.
Yeah.
And it's no coincidence. Your gut is, they say in science, your second brain. And it's connected to your brain and your brain and your head through a nervous system called the vagus nerve. And the vagus nerve, it's a network of nerves that wanders down from your brain and your head down to your major organs, your heart, your lungs, your small intestines, your large intestines. And the role of the vagus nerve is to check in on your organs to see how they're doing. And it's through this this nerve that your gut connects to your brain and it speaks to your brain. It tells you how your gut is doing and all that stuff. So with belly button healing, you press down on the belly button gently to stimulate the vagus nerve. And the first and foremost feeling that you get after belly button healing is you feel very relaxed. You know when your mom gave you tummy rubs when you were younger?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Or when someone gives you tummy rubs, it just kind of soothes you and eases you.
Yes.
So by stimulating that point and it causes the relaxation, what that does is your body, people have to understand this, your body heals on its own only when you are relaxed. That is why we heal, our bodies heal when we're sleeping. Our bodies heal when we're relaxed on vacation. The R&R, it happens because they're relaxed.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
When your body is tense and stressed, your self-healing mechanism does not turn on. You're on fight or flight mode.
Right.
So by pushing down on this belly button point, it turns on your parasympathetic nervous system, your anti-stress response. Your sympathetic is your fight and flight. Your parasympathetic is your anti-stress response. So it turns on the anti-stress response, which is also the other role of the vagus nerve. So by telling your body to relax, to induce that relaxation to your body, it starts to turn on your body's self-ability to heal. Your brain says, oh, look, Beth is relaxed. Let's turn on the healing response like this. So by doing belly button healing, I did it for 20 minutes a day, every single day. And the first thing I noticed was I was starting to relax. And because I was starting to relax, I noticed my shoulders were becoming less tight. My abdomen was becoming less tight. And I did it for about a week, every single day for 20 minutes. And after a week, something happened that I literally could not close my mouth. My mouth gaped wide open when I saw after 1 week of doing this, the first thing I realized was my acne, the boils that I had on my face, the cystic, painful, deep acne that I had started to disappear.
Wow.
And that's, yes, just after a week. And that's when I looked at myself in the mirror and I could not keep my mouth closed. I said, no way.
Yeah, I bet.
I tried dermatology. I tried facials, creams, everything. Nothing was working. And this was working. So I got excited.
I'm sure. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
So I continued this. And then after about a month is when I started to, I can't really describe the feeling, but something in my ovaries, I felt like it was becoming regular. And actually I started to have my period on the day I was supposed to.
Wow.
So that happened. And then after about a month and a half, so 6 weeks, after about 6 weeks, I got really bold because I was seeing this progression in myself. I became very bold and I tried my first piece of bread in a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Normal bread. And everything was okay. I didn't feel that tightness in the gut. I wasn't having diarrhea. I didn't break out. And then I got very bold after 2 more weeks of that. I started to try dairy. I tried dairy and same thing. Everything was okay. Nothing was happening. And I got very excited. And ever since then, I started eating a little bit more normally and the acne wasn't coming back. Everything was normalized. And I could not believe it. It just didn't make sense how just simply massaging my gut was helping all these things. So I asked Il Chili about it. I had the chance to meet him and I asked him, how does this work? How did this happen? And he told me something that was very important that I still tell my clients too when I consult them for these things. So in our bodies, what's very important after the breath, and actually the reason why we breathe in our bodies, is there's something in the body that is very, very important. Can you guess what that is?
I'm going to say belly button right now.
So the most important thing in our bodies is temperature.
Okay.
If you think about it, someone who is alive is warm. Someone who is dead is cold. And our human emotions and physical health, if you go beyond science, beyond knowledge, someone who is happy, generally, someone who is happy is warmer than someone who is depressed. Depression is actually caused by someone who has low cold temperature. And our bodies are so sensitive that even if we are 1 degree Celsius below our normal temperature, it causes a whole bunch of different problems in our body. Whereas if we're 1 degree Celsius above normal temperature, it brings about health, vitality, and disease-fighting agents in our body. So looking back, I was able to understand my gut was cold.
Okay.
I was eating lots of different cold things, and because my muscles were tight and stagnant, they were cold. And, you know, again, going back to the intuitive thing, before you run a marathon, before we do sports, we just naturally tell the kids, hey, warm up your muscles before you run.
Right.
Warm up before the game. We say
right.
that.
Right.
Because your muscles need to be warm to perform. If you try to run a race when you haven't warmed up your body, you're going to tear your muscles. You're going to hurt your body. And again, going back to the idea that your intestines are just like other muscles in your body, it has to be warm to perform correctly, to be able to induce peristalsis and move food along your intestines to eliminate them properly. But when our abdomen is cold because our muscles are stagnant, and trying to digest food is like trying to run a race when your muscles are cold.
Yeah. You know, I actually bought the belly button wand probably about 6 weeks ago. I watched your videos, which were not only fun, but insightful. And I really felt maybe a little goofy at the beginning, but I can honestly say, and I hope this isn't too much information, but I've always dealt with constipation. And after doing it, I'm going to say diligently, just for like 3 days, it helped. So I need to 20 minutes a day. But can you tell our listeners a little bit more on why focusing on the belly button? I know you touched on it, but you said there's different angles. Like if you want to work on your liver, you're going to do it this way. If you're going to work on, you know, can you tell us how focusing on your belly button can really help with your health and wellness and energy?
Sure. Yeah, so the belly button is literally the middle of your body.
Uh-huh.
It's the core, the middle, the center point of your body. And also it's the center point of your different organs that circle the belly button. So through the belly button, we say this is the access point where you can create stimulation, induce stimulation to different organs around that point. It's kind of like, have you played that game where you hold the four corners of the blanket and you like shake from the four corners?
As a kid, of course.
Right. So if you're holding a blanket on all, if four different people are holding a blanket on four different corners, if one person shakes on one side, it creates shaking for the whole blanket. So just like that, your belly button, if you push down on that belly button, it creates vibration and it induces stimulation to different points and different organs. So we divide the belly button as if it were a piece of pie. We divide that belly button into 8 different segments. So I'll just briefly go over what each of the 8 segments mean. So if you go directly inside of your belly button, it's just a general stimulation for all your different organs, that whole kind of like midsection area.
Uh-huh.
And then now if you use the wand, which is the best way to stimulate your belly button, if you angle it a little, if you angle it straight up, like 12 o'clock, imagine 12 o'clock direction,
uh-huh.
If you angle it straight up, it affects your heart and lungs.
Okay.
And then now imagine it angling it to your top left corner. So what is that? Like a 130 direction?
Uh-huh.
That's your stomach. So pushing down and stimulating at that angle creates stimulation for your stomach. And then now straight across to your left, your 3 o'clock direction is like, it's stimulating your left kidney.
Okay.
And then angling it downwards towards your left leg, it stimulates your left hip joints, left leg. This angle for stimulation is particularly great for people who have sciatic nerve pinch, sciatica, and hip joint problems. Many Western people have pain in their hips because of the way we sit. So this is a really trigger point for many people. And then now imagine angling it straight down, downward, 6 o'clock direction, straight down, that's your bladder, reproductive organs. So when I first did belly button healing and I angled it down, remember I had the cyst in my ovaries?
Right. Uh-huh.
Pushing it downward. Yeah. Pushing it downward this way, it was very painful.
Okay.
And the pain is an indication that there's some stagnancy there.
Okay. Okay.
And then now down the right side, 730 direction, that's your right hip, right leg. So if you have right leg nerve problems, A lot of people also have right leg nerve problems because of the driving. You know, we push the pedal with the right leg. So here, this is if you have pain and tension in your right leg. And you will know if you have pain or tension because if you push down at that angle, you will feel direct feedback from your body. Ouch, ouch, ouch.
Right. Uh-huh. Yeah.
And then now straight right, 9 o'clock direction. That is your right kidney. And now up the right side at an angle, 10:30 direction, that is your liver. If you feel pain when you push down here, stagnancy in the liver. So what I recommend is when you have this tool, you push down and then you can see if there's pain. So if you feel that pain there, just keep massaging it very gently. You never want to do this too rough. The
right.
biggest problem that people have with belly button healing is that they push down too hard because they're so eager to get the pain out.
Right, right. Yeah.
Go. It should be a relaxing process, correct?
Correct. And it should be very light, actually. Imagine you are doing this on a baby. You have to push as gently and mindfully as you're doing it on a baby's belly. Okay. So it should never feel like stabbing. A lot of people say that. They're like, I feel like I'm stabbing myself. Well, it's because you're doing it too hard. And if you feel like you're stabbing yourself, that's actually doing the opposite of what you want, because if you feel stabbed, you feel attacked and your fight and flight mode turns back on.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. Cause so I noticed
it should be very relaxing.
I was probably a little aggressive with mine. So do you do that? Like, do you push down gently, like 30 times or 5 minutes on each one, or do you just focus on a couple that you want, or how do you do it? And do you still do this every day?
Yeah. Yes. So how I first identify if I have pain or tension there, sometimes if you just stimulate lightly, you can feel that pain or tension, but to get a little bit more accurate analysis is I just place the belly button tool on top of my belly button without any pressure. I take a deep breath in, and as I exhale, I push down on that point. Push down until I feel a pulse. And when if I push down and I feel a pain, that's when I know, okay, I have tension there. So I kind of go around all the different points, pushing down once on each point to kind of scan where I have problems. So let's say I did that and I feel most pain in my stomach and liver area.
Uh-huh.
Then I will go back to that stomach angle and I will push down very lightly. The thing about belly button healing is you don't need to push hard at all. You have to push very lightly. The right amount of pressure is pushing as lightly as you're doing it on a baby.
Yeah.
And you'll be surprised, even pushing that lightly creates many, many benefits. So I go back to that angle and I just keep pushing, like I'm pushing a baby's belly, push a little bit, and then I do it until I can feel that tension easing. But if it's hard for you to tell if the tension is easing or not, I generally recommend 2 minutes on each spot.
Okay. That's a good rule of thumb. Wow. Okay. So I tell you what, as soon as we get off this interview, I'm going to go get my little belly button wand and I'm going to play with it again. But my last question to you is I want to circle back to the chakras real quick. Mm-hmm. If someone listening that it was like, yeah, I'm kind of feeling out of sorts everywhere. I'm sad or I've had these issues or chronic. How do you explain to someone how to get their chakras in line with each other? I mean, I know there's YouTube videos. I know there's music you can listen to, but what is the best way for someone at step one to really get into their chakras to get them in line?
That's a very good question. So chakras, there are many different mystic ideas and, you know, very spiritual hoo-ha beliefs and exercises of how to align your chakras.
Uh-huh.
But I like things that are very realistic and practical. So Ilchili says he taught me the most realistic and practical way to open all of your chakras. And that is this. Dance.
Dance?
You have to move your body.
Okay.
Yes, dance. But when you dance, the reason why dancing is so powerful is because dancing, it moves your physical body. Remember, we have three bodies. It moves your physical body. And it creates energy by moving your physical body, and it makes you happy. It gives you joy, which awakens your spiritual body. So with these three bodies, kind of going back to the chakras, remember there's seven chakras in your body? Your chakras can be divided into different chunks that create, that correspond with different bodies. So chakra 1, 2, 3, that's your physical body. Chakra 4 and 5, your energy body. Chakra 6 and 7, your spiritual body. So when you dance, I recommend turning on your favorite song. Let's say you like Billie Jean by Michael Jackson.
Okay.
And turn on your favorite song. A song only takes about 3 to 4 minutes, right? A song maximum is 4 minutes. So turn on a song and dance in a way that has no form. When we dance, we try to look good and we try to like do different things. But when you do that, you are moving your body in a caged way, in a pre-designed way.
Right.
So when you turn on a song, just move your body by feeling the music. Imagine if the music is going through your body. Don't listen with your ears. If you listen with your ears, you'll think too much. Don't listen with your ears. I tell people, listen with your body. Imagine if your whole body is a big ear and you're listening to the vibrations and music in the whole body, and let the music move you. And as you move, you will stimulate your physical body. You will create energy in your energy body by moving your physical body. And that energy in your energy body will awaken your spiritual body. So as you move, if you feel hot, if you feel happy, if you feel joyful, that is the fastest and easiest way to awaken all of your chakras at once in 4 minutes max.
Okay. You know, I have a dance background, so it's funny that you say don't be so regimented or scheduled with kind of with your movements, because I know that, and I do, I'd love to put maybe not Michael Jackson's Billie Jean, but I'll put on some good music like tech music, dancing music, and I'll get after it and I feel good afterward. But sometimes I go back to that dance team self, and I'm a little bit, even now at my age, but that's really interesting. And so can you tell, I'm going to have your website and your information on our show's landing page as well as the radio station's landing page, but can you tell our audience how they can find you and find out more about, you know, brain movement, energy, and belly button healing and all of that? Can you tell our audience about that?
Sure, yes. So I offer guidance, and I work as a coach and energy guide at changeyourenergy.com. Changeyourenergy.com. And you could also find me on YouTube at Change Your Energy. So if you go click and search Change Your Energy, you'll find blogs that I wrote. You'll find videos that I made about belly button healing, chakras, meridians, your third eye, all these different things. So I would say Change Your Energy is the best resource to get more information about what we do, and also more information about kind of what Ilchi Lee teaches in terms of brain education and stuff that I discussed on this show.
Oh, wonderful. Well, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you so much. It was really very informative, and I love your energy and your enthusiasm.
Thank you. I like sharing about this stuff. It kind of like excites me as I talk about it.
Oh, I can tell. And we are definitely going to have you back on. I promise.
See, next time my wife criticizes my dancing, I'm going to tell her I'm listening with my body, not my ears.
That's so funny.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Linda, for being on the show. And thank you to our audience for tuning in. The purpose of the show is to educate you on health and wellness avenues. For medical conditions, you should reach out to your doctor. And if you enjoy listening to A Healthier View, don't forget to subscribe to the show. I would also like to thank our sponsor, Atlanta Life Media Agency, for their support. And without them, this show would not be possible. Remember to visit our show's landing page at www.uptomeradio.com. And lastly, like us on Facebook, Up to Me Radio, and follow us on Twitter at Up to Me Radio. I hope everyone had a great time, and I'll see you next time.